Hey everybody, Dwayne here with Cancer Kids Army, and today we're going to talk a little bit about Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is the cancer that I was diagnosed with when I was 14. Now, my Hodgkin's was diagnosed at stage 3B, and I had tumors on both sides of my neck. 50% of my chest was covered in a tumor, which was pressing on my heart, causing fluid to build up around my heart. Also, I had spots of cancer on my spleen. So it was diagnosed at stage 3B. I had started getting symptoms around the age of 12. I remember going to the doctor and I had been misdiagnosed at age 12 and several times after that. My symptoms, just back in 1993, they weren't doing as much in a small town as what they do now. But I wanted to talk a little bit about Hodgkin's lymphoma this week, and we will be doing segments on other childhood cancers also. In the U.S., 6,000 to 7,000 new cases of Hodgkin's lymphoma are diagnosed each year. Kids younger than 5 rarely develop Hodgkin's lymphoma, but the likelihood increases as children grow older, and it kind of peaks in young adulthood. And then later in older adults, like I say, in my case, I was diagnosed at age 14, but had symptoms at age 12. Hodgkin's lymphoma is more common in boys than girls. Not really sure why that is, but it is. Survival rates are really good. 90 to 95% survival rates with an early diagnosis, and 90% where the disease has spread to more than one area of the body. But I mean, you know, the best survival rate would be 100% survival rate, and the best thing would be a cure. I think we all agree with that. Hodgkin's lymphoma is a cancer of the lymphatic system. It's different from regular lymphoma. But some of the key symptoms that I think is really important to discuss, because they are so vague, you know, swollen but not sore lymph nodes in like the neck, chest, armpit, groin. This one I know for a fact I had was extreme fatigue. I could sleep 18 hours and wake up and still be tired. Every little thing just wore me out, even, you know, getting up and getting ready for school. Loss of appetite is another big one. Nothing sounds good, or you're just not hungry. Weight loss. That one I really didn't experience. And then fevers. Night sweats. I would sit and I would soak the sheets every night. Wake up in the morning and have to change the sheets because they were just, it was like somebody had poured a bucket of water over them. And then this one I had, and whoever knew this could be a symptom of cancer, it's amazing to me, but itchy skin. I remember my legs would itch so bad, and it was, I don't know, it's strange to think that excessive itchy skin could be a sign of cancer, but it's very prominent symptom in Hodgkin's lymphoma as well as other cancers. But yeah. So I hope everybody is enjoying their summer, and for all the cancer soldiers out there, we're with you. You're in our thoughts. And keep fighting strong. And we will talk to you soon.